Exercise 4, page 149. A.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
What's the matter?
Have you seen the weather forecast for Mexico?
No. It's bound to be hot and sunny there at this time of the year, though, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's what I thought. But the weather reporter has just forecast rain and thunderstorms.
Oh, dear. It looks like you booked your Mexican holiday for the wrong week.
You can say that again. I'm going upstairs.
What for?
To unpack my shorts and pack some waterproof clothes instead.
B.
Oh, my goodness, look at this, Mary.
What is it?
A fashion show in Milan. Look at the outfits they're wearing. I mean, does anyone actually buy these clothes?
Well, you certainly wouldn't catch me wearing them. I'd look ridiculous walking round town in something like that. I think the designers do it to get attention.
Well, they must make money from their designs. They have to pay the models, after all.
That's true. If I were a supermodel, you'd have to pay me a fortune to wear that stuff.
Don't worry, Mary. No one would call you a supermodel.
You cheeky thing.
C.
Across to our reporter, Ken Diaz.
Thank you, Sonia. Yes, I'm standing here at the scene right now, and with me is an eyewitness, June Cross. Can you tell us what you saw?
Well, it all happened so fast. There was this incredibly loud noise, and everything shook.
Some kind of explosion, perhaps?
Yes, it must have been.
And then what happened?
Everyone was screaming and running. Some people crawled under cars.
That's when the building collapsed?
Yes. There was dust and smoke everywhere. It was awful.
Thank you. Well, Sonia, behind me you can hear the sound of sirens as more rescue workers arrive. Police have cordoned off the area and firemen are already searching the rubble.